1025 WBOC. I'm so excited to have Clyde and Gracie Lawrence hanging out with me today of the band Lawrence. How are you guys?
We're good.
How are you doing?
Thanks for having me.
I'm doing all right. Thanks for hopping on here. Now, you guys just wrapped up your Hotel TV tour. Tell me about that a little bit.
It was many months, two legs. Yeah. And yeah, we basically went everywhere in the country. Maybe we missed a few spots, sure. But we traveled a lot and it was amazing. We were able to play our album Hotel TV, throw on a few songs from older albums, and it was really exciting to be able to like hit the road right when it was safe to do so. Like, we've obviously been off of the road for about 2 years, and so it was really exciting to be like back in a room safely.
And it was especially moving to be able to play these songs that had been mostly created during the pandemic in front of an audience, and feel that people out there had connected with it, even though we were so disconnected from those people while we were making it.
Absolutely. Now, you also performed at Coachella. How cool was that?
Yeah. It was really cool. We've done a ton of festivals. We've done actually probably most of the major festivals in the U.S., but Coachella was one of the few that we had not done. It was obviously a big bucket list item for us as a band. So that was super cool. We played both weekends. We had surprisingly full crowds for both weekends. So that was really, really awesome. And people seemed to have a good time.
So what's the difference in performing for like your regular tour versus a music festival? Is there a difference?
Yeah, it's a good question. It is different. It's a lot more hectic.
Sure.
During the festival, because there's, you know, over 100 bands and you don't really get that much time. So mm-hmm. It feels more like a whirlwind where you're like setting up all your stuff, running out. You play a much shorter show than you would for a headline show. And you like play it and then you run off and you're like, oh my God, what just happened? But it's exhilarating in that way. It's also a little different because at a headline show, everyone in the audience theoretically is a fan of yours. They bought a ticket specifically to see you. They're there to celebrate the music that they know and love and sing along. At a festival, you know, there's going to be a core group of people that are excited to see you, but then there's going to be a lot of people that are just stopping by saying like, I guess I'll check this out. And there's going to even just be people walking by, you know, far away who aren't even intending to see your show at all. So a big part of playing a festival is like recruiting all of these new, winning over a whole new group of potential fans, which is really fun.
Absolutely. I've definitely fallen in love with some music because at a festival where either it's the first time you're hearing and you're like, wow, these guys rock, or it's the first time you get to see an artist live. Now you guys are siblings. So what's it like working with your sibling?
I mean, we're very, we know each other super well.
So sure.
I mean, we always got along. Like, it wasn't the kind of thing where we were like, okay, we've got to put our differences aside. But we are, you know, different people in some ways. And I think those differences usually result in just cool, hopefully cool, like, musical findings. I think any moment that, you know, we talk about this a lot, like we're siblings, we're also like best friends, and we're also co-band leaders and travel partners, you know? So it's like, there's so many roles that we're playing at the same time in relation to each other. And I think we've just gotten really like comfortable discussing how all of those roles interact with each other and like knowing and just being cognizant of it has been a really cool thing for us to like, has really helped us.
Absolutely. Now you've got a song out now, Don't Lose Sight. Tell me a little bit about the song, how it came to be. Anything else you want fans to know about it?
Yeah, we're super excited about Don't Lose Sight and so over the moon that it's like getting the reaction that it's getting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Lose Sight is a song about persevering through hardships or obstacles. Sometimes that's in life in a personal way, sometimes that's in your career. Various things can make you go through that experience. And I think the experience of writing it was actually, it sounds like we're talking about the music industry, but funnily enough, The day we were writing that, I do a lot of acting stuff, and I had just found out that I didn't get a part that I really wanted to get.
Which
is a common experience. It happens kind of time. But for some reason, it just was like hitting super hard that day. So we were just discussing that, and the song was sort of lyrically and thematically born out of that idea. And at the same time, Clyde was sort of playing these, you know, super fun, happy chords. And so it's sort of this idea of like how to blend the idea of like a failure with something that feels exciting and hopeful.
I love that. I think that's a message that a lot of people need to hear, and a message that a lot of people connect with. Yeah. So what's it like to hear a song like that on the radio for the first time? Like one that you're really excited for fans to hear.
Yeah, it's been really cool. I mean, it's interesting because the song was out for a little while before it started playing a bunch on the radio. So like our core group of fans already were so excited about the song, but then it's kind of had this like big, more kind of mainstream come up between not only the radio play it's gotten, but also it being featured in this really big Microsoft commercial.
And so a video that we put out.
And we put out, like some videos for it that have been really popular. So it's been really cool having the song have like a couple different cycles of like tons of new people coming in and being excited about it. Obviously over a small period of time, but so it's been really, really so cool. And I think the point that I'm trying to make is that like when we heard it on the radio, not only were we so excited about that, but we had a whole group of fans that like are so invested in us and our community, and they're such great people. And so they were just as we had a whole team and community of people that was like so excited to hear it on the radio.
Awesome. Now you guys have your late night TV debut performance coming up with Jimmy Kimmel. How cool is that?
It actually came out already.
Right.
It was last week on Jimmy Kimmel. It was really, really awesome. It was a total bucket list item, like Coachella, like having a song on the radio. We've luckily been checking off a few girls recently. It was super cool. Everyone, honestly, like, I was not surprised that it was a really amazing experience. I'd say like one thing that was like pleasant awesomeness was just how incredibly kind and so talented and professional like everyone on the crew was. Jimmy was like so graceful to us and like so nice to us and took some time to talk, and like everyone involved just really, we walked in, we were like, wow, this is like a well-oiled, great operation, which is not always the case.
So many things being like, you know, because we want to prove ourselves and because we knew that this was a really great opportunity, like we all go in being like, we're going to go do our thing and do our job. And then when you are unexpectedly surprised, or I guess I'm not surprised, but just it's a wonderful thing when the people working there are like, oh yeah, no, we got this too. So
right. Also, it's like, real.
We're a little bit of an untraditional band in some ways, having two lead singers, having eight band members. Yeah. We play fully live. We don't play with the tracks. In many cases, we don't play with a click track. So sometimes when we're walking into, whether it be festivals or press appearances or whatever, we're just so primed for like someone to not realize something or for us to have to like get involved or whatever. And it was just so cool, like how they were just so on it and so nice, and the whole thing flowed so smoothly. And none of us had COVID, which was the biggest concern. We went right after Coachella. We were like, okay, all the details are in place. Now we all just need to test negative.
So let's do, you guys are going on tour again in the summer too, right?
We're about to start a co-headline tour this in just a couple weeks with Mr. Wives, who are an awesome band also from New York City. And so we're going to be co-headlining with them, switching off who plays first, who plays last every night. And we're doing the whole North America for the whole month of June. Tickets are on sale now at our website, learnfromband.com, and we really can't wait. It's going to be like a whole new experience for us.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. All right, well, let's do a couple of quick just get to know you questions in case, you know, some fans or you're new to some of our fans and listeners. Let's do a little bit of this or that. You guys can both answer the questions. So we'll keep it quick. Peanut butter and jelly or peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwiches?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
used to be coffee. I'm something about getting older.
You've made the higher. You made herbal
tea guy.
I've outgrown my coffee.
I'm not a caffeine.
Now I'm a black tea person.
Wow, you guys are just next level. Okay, vacation or staycation?
Definitely staycation, because we're on tour so much that the last thing we need when we're off is to travel.
Go somewhere. Totally get it. And this isn't a this or that question. I just thought it was fun. What's something that people might be surprised to learn about you?
I'm colorblind. I don't know if people would be surprised about that, given my lack of passion for it, but it's certainly a fun fact.
I don't know. I always say, like, I was born in my room. That's not really about me, because I didn't really choose it.
Sure.
Place to matter. But I was born in a blow-up bathtub in a room that was my childhood bedroom.
There you go. It's a fun fact for you guys.
Yeah. And that your actual name is Gracie. It's not a lot of Gracies. It's Grace.
Right. It's a nickname.
On the birth certificate, and then Gracie's a nickname. But for Gracie, it's Gracie all the way.
That's great. Well, I think that's it for me. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk to me. And I'm so excited for you guys to hit the road again and all that you've been doing. And hopefully it's just more up and up from here.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. We'll see you out there.
All right. Well, have a great rest of your day, guys.
Bye.
Bye.